Welcome to the All Financial Hour podcast with Steve Awe.
Procrastination, it has consequences. Here is what Whoopi Goldberg recently said on The View about estate planning and, of course, end-of-life wishes.
You don't want to wait till after somebody passes to figure out what they wanted. Please, have those talks now. Do not wait until someone is gone and you can't ask them what they want, and then you're in the middle of a hellhole. Yeah. You don't want that. Take care of it. It sounds scary, but I'm telling you, do your kids a favor. Do your kids a favor. Save them the hassle of trying to figure out what your needs are.
But I think she's right. It is scary. No one wants to have these conversations. No one wants to think about these types of things. But at the end of the day, it's important, right? So, you know, how do you kind of navigate this conversation about estate planning and these kind of tough topics, Steve?
Well, first I'll start out, we're not lawyers. We don't do legal documents, so that's not part of my practice. I have plenty of people I can refer to. But when we start to look at this, was probably my biggest surprise when I got into the financial services industry was the lack of legal documents. And we're not talking about people with small estates. We're talking about people with big estates, no wills, no trust, no powers of attorney, you know, no living wills that, God forbid, anything happened to them. So the idea around it of it as I look at it is most people don't look at it like looking at their own demise.
Mm-hmm.
So we do. That's one of our questions in the intake side. Do you have an attorney? Do you have wills and trust? So we put a part in our practice if people have I love you wills and trust. And what I mean by that, I love my wife, and if anything happens to me, it all goes to her. And I love my children equally, and if anything happens to me and my wife, it all goes down to my kids equally. I love you wills and trust. They're not contested or anything like that. So if our clients don't have it and they have simple wills and trusts like that, it does give them the availability to get the legal documents at not that high of a cost. Again, we don't prepare the documents. Lawyers do. We put it together. But one of the stories that I state with it, we had a couple that came into the office, retired. 1 year later, John didn't know where he was at. You know, he had lost everything, memory and everything in a 1 year period because he was working the year before and afterward. Well, we had asked, do you have the wills and the trust? And they said, yes. Now I get the documents. I ask for copies of them because when they actually looked at it, they had powers of attorney for legal and real estate things, just real estate.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, you don't have a power of attorney to get money out of his IRA account.
She right.
goes, no. And I said, that's his account. You can't make a withdrawal from that account because he's not cognitively able to do it. Then the kids got involved because it was a mixed family. And the kids didn't want the mom to do it because they were concerned about her overall health. And the kids couldn't decide on which one it was. So the case had to go to conservatorship. A government employee came in looking at this account. The guy had 600 to 700 clients. When I asked him to come out and talk to me at the office so we could look at way we could take money out of this guy's account so that she could pay the bills, he goes, I don't have time to come out there. If you don't want to come here with me, we can't meet.
Oh.
So I had to actually go to meet with him. And when I talked to him about, you know, for the family with afterwards, it would probably be more advantageous to take money out of the IRA account, which was larger, and save that Roth IRA money for the kids and the spouse. And he goes, sir, it's not about that. I can only act for this client. I have to take money out of the Roth account so his taxes are as low as they can possibly be. And
wow.
So I look at it to the point, the government has plans for you. If you don't have a will, the state of Missouri has a will for you. If you'd like things to be done in the way that you want, wills and trusts are very important. So look at that. And I say the most important document that you could possibly have is your powers of attorney. God forbid something happened to you and you can't make a financial decision or a medical decision. Who's going to make it for you? It still surprises me that in the post-COVID era, people come in and still say they don't have wills and trusts. Give us a call. I can refer you to somebody that could assist you. Become a client. We'll help get you those documents through a lawyer. Give us a call.
That phone number, 636-230-8824. And while I'm thinking about it, Steve, you know, I want to clear this up because I can hear our listeners thinking it. Well, what about the wills that I can make online? You know, I just go to Google and say create will.
Again, it's possible, but you got different rules within different states that you can and cannot do. So you have to make those. And I usually put it when people, it's do it yourself. It's the things that you don't know about that are going to cause a problem, especially when you get into living wills. Who's going to make the decision if I'm hooked to a machine to either one, extend life or not extend life? Those are the things that we don't really think about. And I think having a lawyer walk you through those questions is very, very advantageous. And again, I will state, we're not lawyers, but we know lawyers.
Everyone wants to know how much they need to save to retire. And of course, opinions are all over the place. And one of your favorite people on the planet, of course, Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank, he has this to say on a recent podcast.
You have to get to a place where you have $5 million in the bank because you can survive the rest of your life no matter what happens, and your family. You can take care of a lot of people making 6 or 7% of $5 million. When you make that, you have to set that aside and you don't risk it. Then after that, you can start to take risk capital and put it to work.
What? $5 million to retire, Steve? Come on.
I like Kevin, and as I, you know, Kevin should be a politician, because remember when politicians used to do budgets in millions of dollars?
Yeah.
Now they talk about trillions of dollars for a while, and now it's we're only going to spend $86 billion. And as I said, retirement is a lifestyle, not a destination. So everybody out there is different. So I think the plans that we should do for people should fit the individual. Not vice versa, not save $5 million and then think about planning. Where are we at currently? And that's what I think when we start to look at a plan, the biggest thing that we have to look at is income planning. Because as Mel puts it, the most important thing when you get to retirement, there are only three things: income, income, and income. Mm-hmm. Because that's really what it's about. How am I going to replace the paycheck? I've got a lifestyle that I enjoy living. How am I going to continue that? And so we look at income planning is the biggest part for most people. That's the biggest question that we have. How are you going to replace my paycheck? There are different ways to do it. The 4% rule. We could set up a bond and dividend paying portfolio. We could take a fixed indexed annuity with an income rider and turn on an income that's guaranteed for you and your spouse's life. So there are different ways to create that income. Then what about taxes? Taxes, I think reducing or eliminating taxes is the most important thing that you could ever do for your retirement. Because we look at it, and we used to do seminars that we'd ask, are taxes going to be higher or lower in the future? We had to talk about it for a while. I don't have to talk about it for very long anymore. Almost everybody thinks that taxes are going to be higher. Well, if taxes are going to be in the higher in the future, should we not look at tax strategies now? And I'm going to sit here and say, if you have $500,000 or more in invested assets, give us a call. Ask for the tax plan. And a lot of people say, Steve, why do you put that on there? I said, because these philosophies and the strategies that we use work better for people that have $500,000 or more when we're talking about tax planning. That's the important part that we look at. Having too much money in your IRAs and 401ks is going to subject you to tax rate risk in the future, because everybody believes taxes are going to be going up. What do I mean, too much money? If you got between $250,000, $750,000, you have an extra large IRA and 401k, you might spend those assets down. $750,000 to $1.5 million, double X, you are probably going to pass a tax time bomb on. And if you're a triple X, 1.5 or more, we need to sit and talk about how you could possibly reduce the tax burden that you're going to pass to your kids. Give us a call now. Ask for the tax analysis, because like I said, reducing or eliminating taxes is the best thing that you can do for your retirement.
Thanks for listening to the All Financial Hour podcast.
Insurance products are offered through the insurance business All Insurance Group, LLC, AIG. All Financial Group, LLC is an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through Impact Partnership Wealth, LLC, IPW, a registered investment advisor. IPW does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by All Insurance Group, LLC, AIG are not subject to investment advisor requirements. IPW and All Insurance Group, LLC, AIG are not affiliated companies. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. All Financial Group LLC is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by All Financial Group LLC.